A Fool to Believe. Written by Bleepo Bleep and read by K-Burb. This is a Teen Wolf fic, rated Teen and Up audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Derek / Styles, as well as the characters of Erica, Isaac, and Boyd. Abbreviated summary. The one in which Derek forgets it's April Fool's Day. Derek scuffs his feet nervously on the welcome mat and brightens when Styles opens the door. "Hey, Derek, what's going on?" Styles furrows his brow a little, like he's expecting a supernatural emergency. "Hi," Derek says, heart pounding. Styles looks at him expectantly, eyeing the arm Derek has hidden behind his back suspiciously. Derek just decides to go for it. He's already here. Maybe the flowers were a little bit too much, but whatever. He brings the daffodils out and offers them shyly to Styles.
"So, I just wanted to let you know that I think you're great, and I like you. I have, for a while. And would you like to go on a date with me?"
When Derek imagined all the possible ways for Styles to reject him, he really isn't expecting Styles' mouth to drop open, his face to turn an alarmingly shade of red, and to angrily shout, "What the actual fuck, Derek?" and slam the door in his face.
"I don't get it," Derek says sadly, poking the flowers he brought all the way back to his loft. "I thought if he didn't like me back, he would just say so. Or, like, just say no or something. I don't know why he was so mad."
Erica fills a pitcher with water and tosses the flowers in, arranging them haphazardly. "Derek, you are such a huge idiot. Did you even check what day it was today?"
"Tuesday?"
"It's April Fool's Day, asshat. Only you would pick the worst day ever to actually go and confess your undying love to Styles." Derek scrunches his nose.
"What do you mean? Like, he thought it was a joke?"
"It's only the worst possible prank you can play on someone ever," Isaac says, piping up from the couch where he and Boyd are playing Mario Kart.
"I don't get it," Derek says.
"You know, like you ask someone out and watch them get all excited about it or whatever, and then go, haha, it was all a joke," Erica says.
"That's terrible. Why would anyone do that?" Derek asks. "Well, it's what Styles thought you were doing to him," Boyd says in a flat tone as Isaac gets hit by a blue shell and curses violently.
Derek is mortified. He calls Styles immediately to apologize and try to salvage the situation, but it goes straight to voicemail. He tries again. On the third ring, there's a weird scuffling sound, like the phone is being moved, and then a tinny voice starts singing. Derek frowns and pulls the phone away from his ear. Is this Styles' response? Is it supposed to be ironic?
"I don't get this," Derek says, putting his phone on speaker as the song continues playing, echoing loudly in the loft.
As soon as a few notes hit the air, Erica starts laughing wildly.
Is he saying he does want to date me after all? I mean, he didn't pick up my first two calls. It seemed like he was kind of mad.
Derek says, confused.
It's kind of a weird song choice.
Isaac has fallen off the couch and is shaking with barely restrained glee. Even Boyd is wearing a somewhat amused expression.
He's rickrolling you. Oh my God, Isaac says. What is that? A type of sushi?
It's rejection to the nth degree, Erica says, chuckling. She leans over and ruffles Derek's hair affectionately, and Derek rolls his eyes. Aw, it's okay,
Just apologize to him tomorrow when it's not a national pranking holiday anymore. Come play Mario Kart with your betas and stop brooding. It'll be fine. It's Wednesday, and Derek is back on Styles' porch, clutching the slightly wilted daffodils with determination. He rings the doorbell, and he can hear Styles' heartbeat from within the house, but Styles isn't answering the door. Derek tries again. An upstairs window opens, and Styles' head pokes out. "I haven't forgiven you, asshole," he calls, and then he thrusts his iPod and speakers dock out the window and presses play. It's that damn song again. Is there some joke Derek is missing out on? "Styles!" Derek yells over the music, but Styles is making a face at him and just waves the speakers at him like it'll make the music louder. "Never gonna make you cry. Never gonna say goodbye. Never gonna tell a lie and hurt you." "Styles, I didn't know it was April Fool's Day yesterday." Derek roars with frustration, but Styles doesn't seem to hear him. "I'm sorry. I really do like you a lot, and I really did ask you out yesterday." Derek realizes suddenly mid-sentence that the music has been turned off, and he's been yelling extremely loudly. Two houses over, an elderly lady watering her lawn scoffs disdainly, and Derek can hear her say, "Youth is wasted on the young." The front door creaks open, and Styles steps out of it. "Hi," Derek says. "I'm sorry about yesterday." "How did you not know what day it was?" Styles asks him, incredulous. "I just didn't, okay?" Derek says, embarrassed. "I forgot." He hands Styles the daffodils again, and this time Styles takes them, cradling them gently, including the one flower that's slightly crushed and drooping sadly. "Why would you think I would joke about something like this with you?" Styles shrugs. "I don't know. Just seem more realistic than you actually having feelings for me." "That's ridiculous," Derek says. He and Styles stare at each other for a long moment, and then Styles smiles at him. "So you do, Yeah, Derek blinks, fidgeting a little. "So do you?" "Oh, just kiss him already," calls the old woman two houses over. "Hi, Mrs. Simmons," Styles waves at her, turning slightly pink. Mrs. Simmons mutters to herself, "That Stilinski boy ain't got a lick of sense. If I had a fine piece of..." And now it's Derek's turn to blush, and he turns sideways so that his backside isn't facing her house. "She's right, you know," Styles says. Derek is still trying to wrap his head around what an 80-year-old woman thinks of his butt. "What?" he splutters, before he remembers that Styles isn't a werewolf and couldn't have possibly heard what Mrs. Simmons was saying. "Yeah, I'm just gonna," Styles says quickly, before throwing his arms around Derek's neck and giving him a clumsy kiss on the lips. Derek recovers from the surprise quickly and kisses him back, melting into the embrace, pulling him closer, getting swept up in the kiss when... Derek pulls back, turning red again, with the heat of the neighbor's gaze on them. Styles, can we go inside?" "Sure," Styles says, enthusiastically, pulling him in. Derek sees Mrs. Simmons giving him a thumbs up and a broad grin before the door shuts. The end.